Alicia Harstead joins us, who is the Stutzman County NDSU Extension Ag and Natural Resources Agent. Alicia, visit with me a little bit about an event that's coming up, Central Dakota Ag Day. This is taking place December 16th, and this is an event where you have plenty of speakers that are coming in from NDSU to visit with producers about a wide range of topics.
Yeah, so we have some agronomy sessions, we have some marketing sessions, and we also have some livestock sessions. And so we have three breakout sessions in the morning and three breakout sessions also in the afternoon. And so we have a lot of different topics that we're covering. So we do that intentional because we really want to have something for everybody. In the morning, we kick off the meeting at 9:30 with our keynote speaker, Dr. Greg Lardy. He is the NDSU Vice President for Ag Affairs, and he's going to be talking about resiliency overcoming adversity. So really our theme for this year for Central Dakota Ag Day is just ag resiliency between, you know, COVID and the markets, and there's just been so much the drought that we've been dealing with. So there's just been a lot of things that people have been dealing with, and so that's what we kind of decided to do our theme with. Some of the other breakout sessions that we are going to have is we're going to have Greg Edwards. He's going to talk about cereal research. Jeff Gale is going to talk about soil health, increasing soil resiliency. Zach Carlson, he is the new NDSU Extension Beef Specialist. He's going to talk about avoiding calving difficulties through nutrition. And David Kramer, he is the NDSU Extension Precision Agriculture Specialist at the Carrington Research Extension Center. He's going to be talking about web mapping and production tools. And then we're going to wrap up the day. That's just a couple of the breakout sessions. There's several others as well, too. But at 2:30, we're going to wrap up the meeting with Frayne Olson. He is the NDSU Extension Crops Economics Specialist, and he's going to talk about incorporating flexibility and resilience into the crop marketing plan. So there's a lot of different topics, and like I said, with the breakout sessions, I just touched on a few of them. We have three breakout sessions going on at once, and we have six total that people can attend.
So visit with me about why you would encourage a producer, whether it's a rancher or whether it's a farmer, to take the time and take the day to come on up and learn something in Carrington.
Well, like I said, there's a little bit of something for everybody, and I think anytime, well, we get to do this face-to-face, so it's so fun getting to actually do face-to-face meetings again. So getting people together and sharing ideas, it's always a great way just to hear from other people what they're doing on their farm or ranch and bringing some of those ideas back to your own farm or ranch.
So for the Central Dakota Ag Day, you have a lineup of speakers that will be there. And as you said, a number of different breakout sessions that will be taking place really throughout the morning and throughout the afternoon as well. Why is Central Dakota Ag Day something that you as organizers are passionate about putting on?
I think we have been seeing more success with some of these more regionalized type meetings. So we're able to get more presenters from all different aspects or topics across ag. And then also it is a collaboration between several of us counties neighboring Foster County. And so when you get all of us together, I think it's just nice being able to brainstorm together some different ideas and really coming up with different topic ideas that can help people in their production systems.
And once again, that's Alicia Harstead. And the Central Dakota Ag Day will be taking place December 16th at the Carrington Research Extension Center in Carrington. No registration is required. In addition to support from the North Dakota Corn Council and the North Dakota Soybean Council, the Central Dakota Ag Day is sponsored by the Agricultural Crop Improvement Associations. Once again, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.